In all of our years in journalism, this is one of the most difficult stories we've ever had to tell. This is one of those stories that you never want to hear or report on because it's so unconscionable. It should never happen in civilized society. But tragically, it does. This story involves a man who is currently engaged and living with his fiancée and her three young children, and his sexual fantasies about the eldest daughter, who is in her early teens. Now, we don't usually report on someone's private sexual fantasies, and while we were told a crime is yet to be committed, we couldn't take the chance.
Sir, I'm done having my mouth on her. I'm gonna walk up and put my crotch very close to her face. Slowly unzip my zipper.
And as you were getting these text messages, what was going through your mind?
I feel disgusting. I feel dirty.
What are we looking at here?
He sent me a photo of his daughter. It was not pornographic. And I reply, it's your girl's kid, like your girlfriend's kid. She asked me, do you think of her when you're in the shower a little bit? Tell the truth. I said, no. You just turn me on so much, like not a kid, you know? And then he's talking about her here saying, what are you going to think about with her? It's killing me in so many ways. And that's when he sent the picture.
And that's a blur, we've blurred that image, but what is the image?
It's a child on a boat, holding on to the railing of the boat, the ocean.
And that's his fiance's child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's talking about his fiance's stepdaughter, his stepdaughter, underage daughter. She was wearing really closely cut bottoms at the pool. You ask for pictures. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I asked him for pictures because this is when it started to get, way more deep, saying things on the bottom screen, like way more deep. And I said to myself, I need to get evidence as much as I can.
I see.
To help this case.
So at this point, it seems like you're eliciting him.
That's exactly what I'm doing. So I'm saying, tell me, because I want him to just, dig that hole deeper.
Right.
And that's exactly what happened. He got excited off this.
It seems like he wants you to be turned on by his repulsive, perverse sexual attraction to this 13, 14-year-old girl.
Usually every time we text, it's always about him wanting to see me and the stepdaughter together. But I do have a recording of him on the phone, and the whole time he's talking about what he wants to do to the daughter.
Sir, I'm done having my mouth on her. I'm gonna walk up and put my crotch very close to the face. Slowly unzip my zipper and just guide her head a little closer. And I'm just gonna have her kiss the head. Mind her kiss the head of my and I'm gonna put her hands around it so she can feel what that hard flesh feels like.
And that was just my way to, get him face to face so I can actually have proof of words coming out of his mouth. I know you can't see anything on this one, but the other two, you can see his face, him talking explicitly.
And you did go to the police.
They did not take it serious. They had me in the hallway with my mother. They didn't bring us in a room. He went and asked his supervisor, and they said there's no case here. He wouldn't even look at my phone to show him the evidence.
And as you were getting these text messages, what was going through your mind?
I feel disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Forged out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Thursday, December 16th, 2021. I'm Luigi, with the PN in America Branch podcast. What's the show going to be today? Happening. Need I say more? This brave woman has officially broken everything. Amazon kills a white warehouse worker with four kids. Hassan and Vaush are
fans.
Hanson Piker, banned on Twitch. Vaush has been indefinitely banned from Twitch. USA Anons, is this the end? China number one, now banned in CA. Hill Dogs is a symbol, it's happening. That's the show. First, guys, I made this show like 2 days ago, so it's a little outdated, but I'll go over Pull News Central after, and I'm sure everything will get evened out. First, happening, need I say more, Dr. Peter A. McAuliffe on Joe Rogan. Number 1,747. I did not watch it myself, but I probably will later. Why do I need to? I know everything he's gonna say. Why do I need to watch it? Wow, that was an easy thread. Moving on. This brave woman has officially broken everything. New, gorgeous Disney Belle breaks all standards. So left is like the classic Belle who's white and looks like she has like auburn hair and the yellow dress. Super hourglass waist. And the one on the right is like this nagger, super fat, incredibly obese. I don't even know what to say. Oh, this is great. First post of this America saying, it's cool they recast Beast as a woman, but why didn't they show the pic of whoever's playing Belle? Isn't that great? So perfect. Destroyed first post, best post. First post, best post. So many first post, best posts. Pot of greed thread. So great. Beauty and the Ham Beast. First post, best post. Looks like we're done here. Shut it down, boys. Yeah, done. Easy. Moving on. And I'm pumping these threads out. Bam, bam, bam. Haven't done that in a while. Amazon kills a white warehouse worker with four kids. Horrifying details are emerging about the tornado disaster at Amazon's warehouse in Illinois, where at least six workers were killed on the job before he died. Larry Verdin reportedly texted his girlfriend, "Amazon won't let us leave." He leaves behind four children. And the pic is a twat. I'm filling up now. Well, I will be home after the storm. And then his wife says, "What do you mean?" And he says, "Amazon won't let us leave." And then the wife's like, "All it's doing here is lightning. So what are you doing? I hope everything is okay. I love you." No reply. He dead, man. Guys, your bot, like, you can do whatever you want. If you want to leave because you think it's dangerous, and your boss says, "Don't leave," guess what? You could disobey your boss. You don't have to do what he says. I know, isn't it mind-blowing? You don't have to do what he says. You can have free will. There's this thing called free will. You can choose not to do what he says and just leave. And if he wants to fire you, go for it. Man, people are such cucks. This Polish nun says, green text, "I can't leave." Do you just take a fucking goddamn sick day? Be like, "I don't feel good today." This American says, green text, asking your boomer boss permission to save your own ass. What the fuck is wrong with people? Exactly, dude. This Aussie says, green text, don't go outside. Green text, get the jab. Green text, eat the bugs. Green text, live in a pod. Green text, don't leave the warehouse. That's so great. Sheep going baw. Okay, moving on. Hanson and Vaush are fans. It would be a shame if thousands of people contacted Twitter stockholders and advertisers and demanded they don't support a company who allows racism to be spread from Twitter. Imagine the cope. For those that don't know, Vaush and Hanson were banned for saying the word
"watch out,"
which is a joke. But anyways, this dude twatted at him. At Hanson. Absolutely deserved. White people who never owned a slave, let alone, quote, cracked a black person with a whip, unquote, definitely don't like being called a slave owner. That's incredibly insulting and disgusting. For those that don't know, when people call white people cracker, they're not talking about, like, a cracker you eat, okay? Which a lot of people get confused by this, mainly girls. It's like you're cracking a whip. Which, I mean, everyone on fucking 4chan probably knows, but normies might not. First off, let me start by saying, dude, I don't support banning anyone for speech, period. Regardless of if they're left or right. So, do I agree with this? No. Am I gonna laugh at them? Fuck yes. Fuck yes, I'm gonna laugh at them and their hypocrisy. And it's like, also, told you so, you stupid leftists. Moving on. We'll go to the Hanson Piker ban on Twitch. Opie says popular commie Turk Roach streamer just got banned for saying cracker on Twitch. White race wins again. This dude says, good, but when are they going to ban this pedophile? And he posts a picture of Vaush. Guess what? They did ban Vaush. They banned him. They banned Vaush. He's banned. Probably not forever. It's just temporary. It's just like a slap on the wrist. This American says, this ban is just to shield Twitch from criticism that they are anti-white, since they have tags for virtually every race and sexuality but straight and white, and only ban racism when it's directed towards protected classes. I repeat, he is coming back in 3 days, and this will mean nothing in the long term. Yeah, it's probably so that when they get sued, they can say, oh look, we were even. We banned these people for saying hate speech against white people. See, we have an example. It's just a slap on the wrist and a way for them to be protected from liability. I don't really care about this millionaire that owns a mansion. Let's move on to Vaush. Here we go. It's a massacre. Post is Vaush. Posting on Twitter. And it's... he was banned for using hateful slurs or symbols. Basically, probably cracker. Anti-white racism. Good. I don't... who... buy Vaush. Never watched any of your videos anyways. This dude says, wasn't Vaush a severe autist but based at the core? Or was that the other guy? Dude, Vaush is not based at any level. This American says, Vaush is the CP advocate with the ogre girlfriend. Handsome is the nephew of the fat-ass Turk Roach from Young Turks. This American says, what did he do specifically? This American replies, said cracker. Yeah, nothing. Who cares? It's really not that big a deal. They're probably back on Twitch by now. By the time I've made this video. Moving on. USA Anons, is this the end? David Sachs, if the Fed raises rates, the stock market tanks, hurting the economy. If the Fed doesn't raise rates, inflation spikes, hurting the economy. Hard to find a Goldilocks scenario when federal debt to GDP is over 130%. Guys, since this is old, I already know what they did. You know what they did, guys? You're gonna love this. What did the Fed do? Did they raise rates? Nope. Did they not raise rates? Kinda. What'd they do? We're gonna raise rates, but we're gonna do it next year. That's what they did. So they said we're going to raise the rates, but we'll do it at a future date. Dude, how kicking the can down the road is that shit? So they're basically like, how close can we get to raising the rates without actually raising the rates? Oh, we'll just say we'll raise them next year. What a joke. Dude, and then it'll probably come and they'll be like, we're gonna delay raising the rates a little bit, even though we said we were gonna do it. It's just gonna be, what a joke it's all gonna be. Just keep kicking that can as long as you can, till it fucking explodes. Moving on. China number one. China, quote, the era in which the US acted arbitrarily in the world under the pretext of democracy and human rights is over. Let's see what this guy says. It's a video. Oh my god, it's Chinese, guys, so I will translate for you, because I won't burn your brain cells by making you listen to Chinese language. The atrocity of killing civilians by US troops in Afghanistan is unacceptable. It is even more outrageous that the US exonerates the perpetrators with impunity on various grounds. While the US talked about, quote, democracy and, quote, human rights at the, quote, Summit for Democracy, unquote, the innocent Afghan people who were gunned down by the US military were forgotten, and the killers remain beyond justice. This is the harsh reality brought to you by the world by the American style, quote, democracy and, quote, human rights. We condemn the brutal military intervention by the US in Afghanistan, Iraq, and Syria in the name of democracy and human rights. We call on the international community to investigate the U.S. military's war crimes of killing innocent civilians around the world and hold it accountable. Justice may be delayed, but it will not be denied. The era in which the U.S. acted arbitrarily in the world under the pretext of so-called democracy and human rights is over. The day will come eventually when the U.S. military who killed innocent civilians in other countries will be brought to justice. China. Cute. Cute. This American says, don't care. All that means is the rape of Beijing is about to get a sequel. This leaf says, based, China building up the narrative of US as a fat, degenerate terrorist state that must be destroyed for the good of humanity. Yeah, that's what it looks like. Sounds... I guess I should just cheer for it right now. This American says, what the fuck? What had China done for the world other than decimate wildlife and release some kind of bizarre virus that... shit the world down, but doesn't really kill anyone. Yeah, I don't... And they release more pollution than any other country on the planet. Not that I give a fuck about that. Okay, move on. Now bandits see a leaf blowers, weed whackers, lawn mowers, chainsaws, and generators. It's official, generator ban passes in California. This Netherlands nonsense beaners back the fuck out. This leaf says the day of the leaf is upon us. Dude, how right you are, leaf. We can't fight back the leaves. This America says, so California is just completely comatose now, and this is how they send all of their beaners to our states? Seems about right. Dude, wait, so let me get this right. They banned high-end computers because they took too much energy, yet then they ban all gas-powered devices? My mind is just blown at this moment of the pure genius of that play. Oh, dude, this guy just linked it. High-end gaming computers banned in 6 states due to California energy bill. Yeah, dude, I don't get it. You're gonna ban computers, but you're gonna ban gas power? Nothing you do makes sense, California. This guy says having to drive to Arizona to get a Ginny. Yeah, that's funny. Just drive to Arizona, buy a generator, drive back to California. That's funny. Don't do that. I would never encourage someone to do something such as that. This America says, Gavin Newsom here. You can always just buy an electric power generator. This dude says electric power generator. It has like an outlet plugged into itself. Yeah, we'll move on. Okay, the final thread. Hill Dogs assemble, it's happening. Daily Wire. Speculation grows that Hillary Clinton positioned herself to run again in 2024. It's actually her fucking turn. Yes, queen. When I say madam, you say president. Madam. This transgender flag says, where are my hill dogs at? We celebrating. This America says, lose to Drumpf twice in a row. LMAO round 2. Dude, they would cheat this time, though. They would cheat badly. I mean, they cheated. Fix 20 for us, you assholes. We will never see someone funny in power again. It'll just be establishment goons. This America says, rematch! Hillary vs. Trump 2 would be a literal WWE pay-per-view. Dude, it'd be interesting. I mean, what else could they drop on Hillary, man? I mean, they've dumped all the garbage. How are they gonna smear again this time? And they're gonna cheat, so it's gonna be even harder to win. I don't know, man. I don't want that. I do not want Hillary in power, period. Wouldn't want to risk it. This America says, God, it would be 2016 all over again. I would laugh so hard. But it wouldn't, dude. We wouldn't have the email leaks right before the election went off. We wouldn't have a secure election. We would have a secured, fortified election. By the Democrats, of course. This America says, why isn't she dead yet? Yeah, dude, she was like throwing like a side of beef into that car. And that was like years ago. How could she be better now? She has to be worse. There's no way she's better. They'll probably just do the Biden strategy where they just hide her. Just hide her away in the basement. And then just do a bunch of press, you know? That's what they'll do. Because it worked for Biden. They'll just try doing that again, but it'll probably backfire. Maybe that'll be how it backfires. Okay, that's it. Well, I'll close with going over Pull News Central briefly. When waves of poison gas enveloped me and began to penetrate my eyes, the thought of becoming permanently blind unnerved me. But the voice of conscience cried out immediately, you miserable fellow, will you start howling when there are thousands of others whose lot is 100 times worse than yours? Adolf Hitler. That was a good one. And then look at this announcement. Patriot Front promoting /glow. Don't like my links. And then he posted the thread where he got banned. Friends, please share news during my absence. I will try to make some threads in your absence. Pull News Central and on. But it's just, that's how it goes. That's how it is. Hope you get unbanned soon. We got emails expose how Dr. Fauci and Mark Zuckerberg colluded to impose control over pandemic narrative. Yeah, dude, and we have that conference call where he was talking to like all the Pfizer and all them, and they were like basically coordinating. No one cares. No one gives a crap. He hasn't even been fired. I don't understand. He has killed more people than the Hiroshima and Nagasaki nuclear bombs, and he still has his job. The elfish privilege. Video and text show CNN producer fantasizing about sex acts with fiance's young daughter. Yeah, I put that at the start of the show. It's hilarious. Oklahoma boy's arm ripped off while trying to pet pit bull puppies. What a kind breed of dog. What a beautiful breed of dog. A 4-year-old Oklahoma boy had an arm completely ripped off by a pit bull while trying to pet some puppies at his grandparents' home. Oh my goodness. I just made that dog breed just burn in hell for eternity. I don't know why people fawn over that breed of dog. I do not get it. It's the nipple of the fucking dog breeds. India to raise legal marriage age for women? Activists skeptical? Dude, no way that's happening. Dude, no way. They love their lowly wives. You're not gonna take their lowly wives away from them. It's part of their religious freedom to marry little children and fuck them and get them pregnant. That's their religious freedom in India. Too bad, so sad. And then force marry them to other people. But America is the oppressive dictator, tyrant. We are in different times. As crime continues to surge, California residents resort to leaving their cars parked with the trunk open in desperate attempt to deter looters from smashing the windows. There's a video, let's check it out.
We see the aftermath of car break-ins all too often. Windows smashed, glass shattered. But now some people are getting so fed up, they're leaving their trunks open, hoping that'll at least spare them the hefty bill to get it fixed.
Call it the price of parking in the Bay Area, bracing for a break-in.
Everything is broken.
People here at least try to be persuasive, writing, please use the door, or just flat out beg, please don't break the glass, nothing inside. Yet it still happens, sadly, even while you're driving, just waiting for the light to turn green. This smash and grab happened 2 weeks ago in Japantown. But now, it's come to this. Trunks left open in broad daylight in Oakland. A witness writing, imagine having to clean out your car and leaving it open, just so people won't break your windows.
It doesn't really surprise me.
The price of parking in the Bay Area. Clown world. Maximum clown world, guys. I guess I'll end the show on that. What a joke. Before I end out completely, I will say, making a lot of progress on the NFTs, guys. So you'll be able to donate to the show while also owning your own NFT. Wow, NFT. Magical. Magical NFTs.
Oh God, what is that?
It's a Leopleurodon, Charlie.
Magical Leopleurodon.
You too can be part of the Ponzi scheme today. Not today, but today in the future. Anyways, love y'all. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Well, folks, you can see I just met with my team here and Secretary Mayorkas, Homeland Security, and my
just go through my notes really quick. Let's see.
My FEMA administrator, Chriswell, they're on the ground in Kentucky.